Good afternoon, NPPF photographers and photo walkers. Want to talk about a couple of topics that I've gotten some recent emails on. Generated by the email I sent out yesterday announcing three new photo contests for our group. The first contest, the Picture of the Month contest, is open to all NPPF members, complimentary members, etc. Anyone can enter the Picture of the Month contest. Pictures can be submitted until September 30th. That's the deadline. And because we're restarting this program up, I'll accept pictures that have been taken since July 1st. Winner of that contest will be eligible automatically for next year's, the 2011 calendar that we produce. It'll be one of our featured images. So that's the prize for the Picture of the Month contest, that you're in the next year's annual calendar. The limit is three pictures to submit. You submit them online in the photo gallery that I've created. The link was in the email that I sent out to everyone. If you can't find it, email me. I'll send you the link again. But look in the photo gallery. You'll see a placeholder clearly labeled September Photo of the Month contest. In future months, it'll be only for that particular month. It'll be for the month of October coming up, so the picture must be taken between October 1st and October 31st. Each month will, in the future, have a theme that will be announced. Matter of fact, I'm going to announce the next 12 months' themes very shortly. Judging is done by either NPPF members that have not participated in that month's contest or outside judges, people that aren't even members of NPPF, they're friends of mine, photographers, etc. So this contest has started. Several people have uploaded, and so take advantage of it. Show me your best shots. The next contest I want to talk about is a little different. The next contest is for our calendar, because this is going to be our first of annual calendars that NPPF produces. I need to fill some spaces. I've got some that I'm automatically including. The two winners from the Kelby Photo Walks, the Tarpon Springs and the Palm Harbor Walks, are automatically in it. And a couple of past Photo of the Month winners are also going to be in it. So I think I'm looking for eight shots. This contest is open right now to NPPF members only. These are dues-paying members. If you submit to it and you have not paid your dues by the close of the contest, which is October 15th, your pictures will be excluded and will not be judged. So bear that in mind when you submit. The contest is open theme. There's no particular themes. We're looking for the best pictures, and that's what we're going to use for our calendar. I've got 13 slots open. The judging is going to be, again, by either NPPF members that have not submitted and are not a prior winner, or outside judges, people who are not members of NPF, friends of mine that are photographers, photo teachers, etc. I would also caution you to think about a calendar. The calendar is a horizontal format, and it would be in your best interest to submit images that are in that format. If I don't feel, or the judges don't feel, the image can be cropped to a horizontal, it won't be a winner. The last contest I want to talk to you about is a big one. This is the proposal that we submitted to the City of Clearwater. Our proposal was judged best over many, many that were submitted. The city chose our group to have a gallery showing in the main Clearwater Public Library. It'll run from early December to late February. And it's going to be a wonderful show. We have room for about 80 pieces, maybe a little more, maybe a little less. Right now, we're open on a lot of things. Frame composition can be any material, so don't let that dissuade you. I shouldn't say any material. I'm not including plastic frames, but wood, metal, or fine. Glass coverings, I prefer. We're going to consider plexiglass, perhaps. Again, outside judges, you've got till October 31st to submit. All outside judging. If you've got questions on any of these contests, please contact me via email. I want to thank you for listening, and this is our second audio boo. Thanks, and have a good afternoon.